A sort of related question. Our next speaker is Jason Cross on 650, which is sort of the introductory course for the science and technology area. But Leah, they don't have to have had 650 to take your course, right? So, okay. Jason, come on down.
Good afternoon. So I'll be teaching Public Policy 650, Introduction to Science and Technology Policy Analysis. It's a foundational course for those of you interested in going into science and technology policy. But just as importantly, I think it's an important course for those of you going into a wide variety of policy domains, social, health, environmental, business, international affairs. Because if you think about it, we rely on science and scientific authority to determine a lot of the information we use in decision making, and technology determines the costs and the tools that we often have for policymaking to have an effect on the world. You also don't need a technical or scientific background for this course or a policy background. The course is designed for policy students, but also students in social, natural, biological sciences, law, social work, a variety of different domains. The course is going to examine questions like, is scientific and technological development governable? And if so, who should be governing it? Is more and better science always better for policymaking? Who's the best judge of the value of scientific programs and the validity of scientific findings? And is the furtherance of scientific understanding and technological development always socially benign? Who should be making those determinations in different circumstances? Students will learn how science and technology policy is made, with specific attention to government agencies, public-private partnerships, advisory committees, and the public. And the course assignments are going to be organized around a policy analysis recommendation that you might make to a particular policymaker. So if you have questions, my email is jmcross@umich.edu.